Hi there, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features. I'm down in town again today at Zephyrblatt in the Northern Quarter, and I'm really delighted to have been joined by Isaac Taylor from No Hat Ashes. So great to meet you, Isaac. You know, I think a lot of your band, I think they're fantastic. One of Manchester's hottest prospects, I think, certainly. Obviously, a couple of things to talk about. Firstly, you recently released a new single, Bellyaches.
Yeah.
So what's the kind of reaction been to that, mate?
So, yeah, it's been brilliant. I mean, we've got a lot of radio play with it. We've got plays from Radio X and plays from BBC Introducing. We've got a little feature on BBC Intro as well, which was nice, doing the acoustic stuff.
Fantastic.
So that was good, and then, you know, it's gone well. It's been received really well, and people love it, and we love it. And
it all seems to be sort of going in an upward spiral for No Hat Ashes at the minute, but where did it all start, then? I know he obviously is from Levin's Hume,
So, I mean, I'm originally from Levin's Hume, grew up in Levin's Hume until I was sort of 8, 9, 10, and then moved to Stockport. I'm sort of met Matt and Luigi, who's the drummer and the guitarist in high school. When I was about 13, 14, we started just messing about together more than anything. There was nothing sort of serious going on. And then we had a bass player as well called Ryan, who eventually left and moved to London to do architecture. And then we pulled in Jack, and that's when we started sort of taking it seriously. Yeah. Got our first single, Double Goose.
Yeah. What year was that?
That was 2014, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Early 2014.
Yeah. But it's just, I mean, there's definite momentum there.
Yeah.
You know, and I think your crowd numbers are going up all the time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, you must be kind of excited by that.
It is. It's really exciting. I mean, especially the gigs. I mean, go back even a year ago, we weren't pulling in the crowds that we were pulling in now, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we've sort of gone from pulling in 40 people to pulling in 200 odd to every gig, do you know what I mean? And it's been good for us, it's been...
What's the kind of, let's say for argument's sake, over the last 12 months, what's been the highlight of gig-wise? I know you've just had an international trip, actually, over to Ireland,
didn't
you?
First international trip. I mean, Dublin was great. I mean, the promoters there, it's a Garden of Music. They really did just sort us out, and they made it a good show for us, and, you know, pulled in a bit of a crowd for us, and we brought quite a lot of people over, and it was just good, and it was nice, you know, not just playing in the UK.
What's your favourite place to play in town in Manchester?
Manchester. I've always the Deaf Institute.
All right, yeah.
I think it's a brilliant venue, and Night and Day, but we've played that a lot now. But I do love Night and Day, there's a lot of love for that. If we're talking bigger, aspirationally, I'd love to sort of play the Ritz or the Apollo
Hopefully your time will come. I mean, you've got a big gig coming up in, I mean, you've got loads of gigs, obviously, but you've got a big one at Sound Control supporting Ordinary Boys in May.
Yeah.
And then you might be having your own there in June, you
On the 17th of June, we've got, it'll be our big headline show. We've not properly announced it yet, but, you know, we're just getting all the stuff sorted for it now, posters and promo and all that, and then as soon as we're ready, it'll go out. A good gig.
Yeah, good stuff. So, and obviously, looking at even a bit further ahead, I was keen to talk to you about the Blackthorn Festival. This is going to be your third year, is that right? Yeah, I mean, tell the listeners about Blackthorn. I mean, Blackthorn, I've not been, unfortunately.
It's a lovely little festival, really. It's you know, it's camping.
Yeah.
So it's not like, say, Park Life, where you haven't got the camping aspect. It does feel like a proper festival. It gives a lot of unsigned bands sort of the chance to play to a really good audience, and there's always a decent headline band on. We've had like Reverend and the Makers on and stuff like that. So it's just been good, and I love the barn that we've got basically for it, because it's sort of, it's like a nice little barn with just hay everywhere, and then you've got a few tents, and you've got. And it's just a great festival. And if you're sort of in the area, I would recommend coming to it.
Is it fair to say it's like one of the highlights of your calendar?
It's always good, I mean, past few years we've been doing bigger festivals, you know, not to put Blackthorn down, we love Blackthorn, but, you know, like Why Not, Kendall Calling, There's like a little one called Bingley Festival, which we really liked. And,
yeah.
You know, there's just loads of little festivals in festival season that we do play. Blackthorn is always the highlight, though. We always get a good crowd there because it's the stop for basically.
Yeah. Good stuff. You've recently been recording at a new studio, haven't you?
Yeah.
Is it Magic Garden Studio?
Magic Garden
Studio. Tell us a little bit about that. Is it?
This one's version 3. So the past, I mean, we've always recorded with Gavin from Goose, which was released in, like I said, 2014.
Yeah, who's Gavin?
Gavin Monaghan. So he's a great producer. And I remember he just heard some demos that we'd put out. And I don't know why he chose us, because the demos weren't good. But, you know, he brought some out in us that was really positive. And as soon as, you know, we just felt like we'd found our producer. And he's done some amazing bands. He's done Editors, he's done the Twang, Ocean Colour Scene, Jaws, just loads of bands that we've always sort of looked up to a little bit.
And it's
good. And he's just moved to a new studio.
Yeah.
Just a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
A little bit less grotty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's nice, and we've just recorded a new song which we haven't put out yet.
And that was the first band to record at his new place.
We were the first band to record at his new place, which is nice.
Brilliant, fantastic. Okay then, mate, we're coming to kind of the end now, but I also wanted to ask you about merchandise. I've not asked a lot of bands about merchandise before, because with respect to them, they're not quite as at the level of No Hot Ashes, but it's obviously an important part of your band, isn't it?
I mean,
and you know, is it something that's sort of taking off? Is it t-shirts and
merchandise for us is always massive. If we've got a single out and we push the merchandise, and it's crazy to us that, you know, we're still unsigned yet people still want to wear us on the chest. Do you know what I mean? And it's nice, but merchandise is always big for us, and we always sort of make enough money off that to then go back in the studio. So we usually get, for every release, we'll do t-shirts, CDs. We usually get lighters done with our name on them, and they always sell well. Tote bags, we've just got loads of merch, and we always sell it. And it's nice, and it's positive, and it's, you know, it's nice to see people wearing, you know, I'll be in Manchester and I'll see someone wearing a t-shirt, and I think, that's weird. I'm only 18.
It's brilliant, mate. Very final question then. So obviously you've got a big gig list. Is there any that you're particularly looking forward to?
The show we were talking about earlier, the June one, that'll be huge.
The Sound Control one.
It's going to be 14 plus, which means, you know, we've got a lot of fans that sort of 14, 15, 16, so, you know. And it's good to sort of give them a chance to come and see us and at our big headline show, do you know what I mean? So that's the one I'm looking forward to most.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I wish you all the best. Obviously, I will see you again, Isaac, and come and see the band, etc. And you, I might even get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, mate.
It's all right. Thank you.
Cheers.